Mr. Ziegler, sir?
Yes, sir. Hi, Ron. How are you handling the Stans Mitchell thing?
You're not commenting on it,
right?
I don't think we should.
Absolutely not on any indictments ever, of course, because indictments don't prove guilt, you know.
That's exactly right.
They were the only two indicted. Anybody else?
Those are the only two moving now. Yes, sir, I think.
But do they expect others from the grand jury or not? From that grant from Vesco? I don't know.
Well, Vesco was indicted too here.
I know Vesco, but I know that I meant anybody from. See, they were questioning Ehrlichman on the damn thing, and Dean and a hell of a lot of other people.
No, it was just Mitchell, Stans, and Vesco.
Yeah. What are they indicted for, Ron?
On six counts of perjury each.
Jesus Christ, perjury.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, that's rough.
Mitchell and Stans indicted by today. Deceit, craft, trickery, etc. was used, but six counts of perjury each.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it says, yes, sir.
Well, you know, I'm very philosophical about it, and all you are, but I'm sorry, but sorry for the man, and I don't like to get this kind of a blow, but goddamn, we expected it, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And I think it proves the system works, doesn't it?
Exactly right. When you look at it,
and you know, that's what I said last night. You know,
your point. We've investigated ourselves, and the people can't overlook. And this is one thing I've been mentioning here as we're talking to press.
Right.
Is that this was a federal grand jury, a U.S. attorney, who proceeded with the grand jury investigation, and now
with the complete cooperation of the administration,
right, without drawing conclusions on the individuals involved. Now the judicial process will move along, and that's where it stands.
Right. Well, that'll take Moo Watergate a little bit lower in the story tomorrow, won't it?
Well, I think so. But also, I'm sure that the announcements we made here today.
Did you really up some?
Oh yes, absolutely.
They were pretty good. The Conley one was good too.
The Conley one was good, yes, sir.
Yeah, did they pick that up?
Oh sure, it was a lead. That was lead together with the Schlesinger thing. Absolutely.
The cabinet officers are all ecstatic. They're going to really...
Oh, sure, you know.
They'll go out and talk it up big, and you sick a lot of the, you know, the newsies on them, and
right,
so forth and so
right.
on. I would mislead, occurred to me, one guy you want to really screw a little, you might want to scoop Pierpoint and tell him that the Russian summit is probably not going to come off.
Well, I've tried that, but
it didn't work.
The problem is the Soviet embassy is backwashing us on that one.
Okay.
They have for the last 2 days. Apparently, their press people from the embassy over here ran out and
said that we were going to have
said that, look, there's no hitch and so forth. And so I'm having a little difficulty on that particular project.
Right.
Except it was quite significant. The Soviets wanted to make very clear that.
Yeah. Well, that announcement Saturday will get us at least a Sunday story that's good.
Oh,
absolutely. And I think also our story, you know, my announcement of the Blue Ribbon Committee isn't going to be bad on Sunday night for Monday morning papers.
It's going to be very good. Al explained that to me.
Yeah, right.
Went over it. I think that's a good idea.
Good garment working on that now. We'll just keep cracking along. I think I have a feeling that since that's the day of the beginning, May the 6th, that we're starting to fight again. How do you feel?
I feel very good. I feel the same way.
Right.
Absolutely. And I think there's a beginning to develop a sense of in the press that they may be overextending themselves.
Well, the one thing you've got to get clear to them, God damn it, they shouldn't overextend themselves in attacking the president. So Dewey Short today, he says, God save me not from my enemies, but from my friends. You know, and that's what it is, you know. I mean, I love these guys, but why in the Christ did we get involved with it? Pesco is a cheap son of a bitch. You know, shot him. It's horrible. I can't just imagine it. In Stans' case, it was just being a little dumb, but in Mitchell's case, it was, he knows better.
Sure. I see here in a wire just came in that
that's where they got my, thank God they didn't, I just said my poor brother Eddie, you know, they remember they got him up there, tried to drag him, but thank God he didn't do anything, you know.
Right, absolutely.
They just asked him what to do. He says, well, you better call Stan, either way.
Right.
Boy, if they'd gotten him, I'd have quit the office, believe me.
No,
no, I wouldn't have.
No, you couldn't have done that, but the important thing is that's a non-problem.
Yeah, that's right.
No need to even think.
Well, that's a big story. That's good. They'll have their meat to eat tonight. But the assholes go ahead and indict people. I mean, a lot of people don't give one goddamn about all this. What's this Vesco about anyway? They haven't stolen any money. No,
that's right. And the story is getting now so just so complex, people can't even follow it anymore.
That's right.
And that's why a move like today was so good. You know, the announcements today and Blue Ribbon Commission, as you mentioned, over the weekend.
And with the Soviet Summit.
And the Soviet Summit, of course, and then we'll move into the summit.
Henry's getting back at 9 tonight. I don't think I'll stay up and see him because, you know,
I don't think there's anyone.
I think that, you know what I mean, I would normally do it, but I think he needs the rest.
Right.
But I will see him the first thing in the morning at 9 o'clock. We'll make a big deal out of that.
Well, I was just going to say.
And Rogers, of course, the meeting with him is important at 11. Okay.
Right. I think it's better you don't meet with him tonight anyway to get better focus of attention if you meet with Rogers and Kissinger tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know I have a sort of an interesting feeling about our brother Dean. I think the son of a bitch is overextended a bit. I don't know.
I think he's moving. I think he, if not yet, if we just let him continue to play his hand, I think Dean's gonna get himself backed up against the wall because no one even, I just very coldly no comment at that thing today. When a guy issues a statement that says, everyone's out to get me.
Yeah.
You know that.
And yeah, but you just say no comment.
Yeah, that's right. Said no, I wouldn't have a comment on that.
That's right. I had no comment a hell of a lot of things.
You know, that in itself, any